welcome to Star 94.1 and the Gospel Spotlight, Arthur Ken Brown. Kenneth, how are you?
Outstanding, sir. Yourself?
Hey, just blessed. I'm excited to talk to you about your book, From Welfare to Faring Well.
Yes, sir. It's a powerful, powerful testimony of God's grace, mercy, and His favor. You know, it's absolutely just incredible.
Reading your book, it is very interesting. It's like what you would say, the rags to riches story.
That's funny. You know what? It's funny because, you see, people always say that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this story is about God can do more with less.
All right.
You know, that's what it's all about. It's all about, I was set up. You know, I was absolutely set up because I was a product of teenage parents. You know, mm-hmm. I'm probably 13 or 14 when they started having babies. By the age of 20, they had 5 kids under the age of 8. You know, and the world had written us off. But that's why I say His grace, His mercy, and His favor, because I was born for such a time as this. I really, really believe that what God can get through you, He can get to you. And I really believe that this whole journey from welfare to faring well is just a part of my destiny, and He wants to see how I'm going to use it. I'm going to use this wealth to build the kingdom or to build myself. And I'm here to tell you that I'm going to take this wealth that He's entrusted me with and build the kingdom.
So, Kenneth, being evicted did not traumatize you?
No, not at all. Because, you know, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you choose to respond to it. Life is going to happen. You can't control it. You can't control what happens around you or to you. But what we can control is what happens inside of us. And see, most of us go through life living life from the outside in. And I believe what He wants us to do is to live life from the inside out.
How was it when your dad left, and as we read in the book, there were some changes in his life, being more political and gaining more knowledge, and I believe your mom put him out. Was there any division between you and your mom because of this?
You know, it was a lot of, you know, the Bible says not a good understanding. You know, mm-hmm. I just couldn't understand it. You know, I just couldn't understand that series of events because she did. I was there. I heard it. I was very inquisitive growing up. And so I would go to bed at night, but I wouldn't go to sleep. And I would hear them at night talking, and my father didn't leave my mother for drugs or another woman or a habit. He left my mother to chase his dream and live his dream. And I believe that's what the Lord wants all of us to do, is to go out and fulfill your purpose in life. And he's telling my Virginia, you know, my job is not just to raise up our family. It's about working for the kingdom and leaving a legacy, changing the world. And that's about seed time and harvest. And this is the principle that he lived by. And so for me as a child, it was very devastating because it's my father. And but my mother and I, we talked. I believe the power of life and death is in the tongue. My mother spoke life to us. She gave me understanding about that, you know, that they still love each other. The funny thing is, my father divorced my mother, but he never divorced his children. He was out of my house, but never out of our life. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like he wasn't there. Every Sunday, he would pick us up. Anytime he went out of town, he would come pick us up and take him with him. So it was just, it was definitely grace. Grace sustained us, because that's unheard of. Mm-hmm. 14 years old, having a kid, and then all 5 of us by the same woman, and they got divorced, but they never remarried. Because, I mean, you know, God was the author of that.
Yeah.
He was definitely the author of that.
Most definitely. Most definitely. We're talking to Kenneth Brown, the book From Welfare to Faring Well. Kenneth, we don't have to tell you about making lemonade from mom's
doing. Oh, my goodness, boy. That's incredible. My mother's, that's where that whole mantra came, life is 10% what happens to you, and 90% how you choose to respond to it. Mm-hmm. Because as we were going through these valley experiences, you know, there's value in the valley. And see, I really mm-hmm. believe that if you don't grow through it, you'll go through it over and over again. And so when we were going through these I know they were God-ordained experiences. it was making us, it was showing us, it really made us look at our faith, because we grew up by faith strictly. You know, Hebrews chapter 11, they missed somebody in there. My mom, if the Bible ever got rewritten, I know my mom would be in that Hall of Fame.
Oh,
because
wow.
I'm telling you, because, we, you know, the fact that, look, the Bible says in John 10 that he gave his life so we could have life more abundantly, right?
That's true.
Now, at 13 and 14, my mother and father gave up their life, their dreams, so us five children can live life more abundantly.
Wow.
That's called seed time and harvest. That's one of the, see, the, he's not a respecter of people, but principles. And I look back at my life, this whole journey from welfare to fan well, it was not that my mother and father were smart or they were wealthy. They were not. It was the fact that they tapped into these timeless principles. And they had to be placed in their heart by the good Lord because they were only babies.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
That's true.
You know, and so they gave so much. And so for me, you know, my whole life had to be dedicated to service, to excellence, to serving Him. I really believe that if you don't go through it, you'll go through it over and over again. And so every time we went through those bad experiences, my mom would sit us down and talk us through it, you know, and always try to find that rainbow in every situation. And I can tell you that power of life and death, boy, they spoke life to us. Isn't that incredible?
That is definitely incredible. I mean, this book is inspiration. I mean, everybody should pick this book up and read.
Wow.
I mean, it is
wow.
definitely, it's been an inspiration to me, and I
wow.
think it'll be inspiration to all who pick it up and to read it. Tell us about the chapter, The Miracle of College. What were you talking about?
Boy, you're something that, you know what, that's just so incredible. Because growing up, my mother and father always told us that poverty was a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wealth and poverty is a mindset. We lived in poverty, but my parents never allowed poverty to reside in us. And so they were committed to faith and excellence and education. They said education is the way out of poverty. And so they told us to go to college. But they didn't have the money to prepare for us. They just spoke it into our lives. And I told you, 13, 14 years old, having babies, right?
Right.
Now, the phenomenal thing is that they didn't have the education.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew that. They told us that that was the way out. So they couldn't provide for the finances. But all five of their children went to college. And three of the five got master's degrees. Not because we had money. Not because my parents were smart. But because they spoke life to us. And they put the expectation out there. And so when it came time to go to college, all I had was desire. I didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said, go. I said, no, look, I'm getting too old for this faith stuff, Madea. You know, we call her Madea.
Yeah, right.
And she said, just go. Now, I had applied to college, but I had never received the financial aid information. But by faith, she said, just go. I never forget that was the longest journey of my life. It was 350 miles, seemed like 3,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and my name was on the list.
Wow.
That's faith.
Yes.
It's faith. And it's just, I mean, stories like that over and over again. It's just on that journey, but it was all, and it's so funny, I was had the honor last week of speaking for Pastor Bill Winston at Living Word in Chicago.
Okay.
And at his graduation. And it's funny because one thing he spoke about is, he said, what we witnessing with that book is a legacy of faith. My mother had this crazy banana radical faith, and I had faith in her, and I saw her faith manifest itself over and over again. My faith began to go stronger and stronger and stronger. Faith is how we went through high school, how we went through college, how I got my first job,
mm-hmm.
and how I got my McDonald's restaurant. Was all by faith, and I can credit to my parents just giving us that foundation of faith and excellence.
That was my next question. How much faith did it take for a 35-year-old gentleman to have two McDonald's?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Hey.
You know, the funny thing is that I never got a manual. I never got an orientation. It was just that the Lord had promoted me. See, you can be promoted by man, But when you promoted by God, isn't that awesome?
As, nobody can mess with that. That's awesome.
I mean, awesome. Right. And so I'm serving tables at a restaurant. But that's why all, you know, Benjamin Franklin once said that when a man empties his purse in his head, no one can take it away. That's just education.
Hey.
And so everything that my parents have taught me, I had got to draw off of that excellence. Everything you do, do it with dignity. And, you know, you're a child of a king. And so when I went to these jobs or paid internships, I called them, I always was an owner in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I really believe that ownership is about stewardship. It's about dominion. And I was always taking ownership of this. And the Bible says when you're faithful with the small things, you'll be blessed with greater things, right?
That's right.
That's why, because what he can get through you, he can get to you. He got to be able to trust you. You want to be wealthy, but you can't take care of what you have now. The universe, the principle that he put on this earth, they don't operate like that. And so I have planted so many seeds in these people's businesses that when it came opportunity for me to own my own, I tell you, I did nothing different. It is so incredible. I've been doing this for 5 years now. My store has outpaced McDonald's nationally ever since the day I bought those restaurants. It's favor.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Unbelievable. I mean, just talking to you, you remind me of a gentleman, Les Brown. You have that enthusiasm just like he does. How important was Les Brown to you?
You know, it's passion. I believe, you know, the Bible says your gift will make room for you and put you before king, doesn't
that,
it?
That's what it says.
I really believe that Les Brown is a king at what he does.
Hey, most definitely.
And it's so incredible. Can I tell you a quick story about how that happened?
Mm-hmm.
I was speaking at a men's conference. It's about my what I call the golden opportunity, how I got my $2 restaurants at a Christian men's conference. And it was a gentleman who was doing the taping. And I got off the stage, and he said, Mr. Brown, I had to walk away from the tape because I was so fascinated with how God had moved in your life. And he said, you should go across the country telling this story. And I just, in a jokingly way, said, all I want to do is carry Les Brown's bags. Now you're talking about speaking, when I was talking, going with a servant's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman picked his phone up and called Les Brown.
Is that right?
6.3 billion people on the planet. Is that an accident?
Oh, man, favor. God
there is no
good.
Coincidence. Hey. Coincidence, a God's way remaining anonymous.
I heard that.
I was set up.
You were.
And when he called Les, and I thought he was joking, but he played a little voicemail. Then I, you know, came back a week later and said, Mr. Brown, let's call you. I said, you really going to take this thing to the next level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he picked the phone up again, called Mr. Les Brown. He gave me the phone. Mr. Les Brown said, Ken Brown, I heard about you. Heard you had a powerful testimony. If you get to Florida, I can train you. Have cash, made it to Florida. And the rest is history.
Oh.
And he allowed me to share the stage with him across the country, still currently do that. He did a four for my book, and it's just another testimony of God's grace, mercy, and obedience. And I believe that when you live in your life for God, like that God has for you, his vision for your life, I believe that he will make the provisions for you. I mean, I'm a witness for my life.
Ken, yeah, I mean, it has been a pleasure. Man, I could talk to you all day. I mean, you know, believe it or not, you got me fired up.
That's called passion. Passion is kinetic energy. You know, it's infectious enthusiasm. You know, I went to the doctor last week, and the doctor said, I have this incurable sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's contagious.
Uh-huh.
And you just caught it. It's called PMA. I got a positive mental attitude.
All right now.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You see, the word is real. We have to quit playing with the word. The word should become flesh in your life.
That's true.
Don't you agree with that?
I agree, most
people
definitely.
People should be able to see. The 66 books in the Bible, our life have to be the 67 books of the Bible.
Oh, man.
You know, people read about Job and Ruth and John, but they can't see them. They can see you. They can see me. And they can see our life. Your life should speak so loud that people can't hear what you say. Oh, that's bananas, isn't it?
Hey, bananas. It is.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Wow.
It has been. I mean, talking to a gentleman from Chicago, now has the restaurants in Detroit.
Yes,
and
sir.
Detroit is near and dear to me because I do have some family in Romulus, Michigan,
okay.
Yeah, in Detroit. And a couple of years ago, my oldest brother passed away who lived in Detroit.
Wow.
So, yeah, Detroit means a lot to me. And connecting with a gentleman like you, I mean, you've made it all worthwhile.
Wow, man, I really appreciate this opportunity, and keep doing what you're doing on the Scottsville Spotlight, okay?
I sure will. Kent, it's been a pleasure, and may God continue to bless you, your restaurants, your family, and everything that you touch will continue to be anointed.
And don't forget, www.kenbrownministries.com.
Once again, what is it, Kent?
www.kenbrownministries.com.
Kent, it's been a pleasure. Our guest, Kent Brown.